We have that pinch on the base, and a lot to do.
No?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a spec for that.
Okay, let's move fast on the base. We have a lot to do. Let's start from, let's have some touch now and review a little bit. But you can unless you have it.
Nunches on the base?
Nunches on the base. Let's try to go there as fast as we can. Nunches on the base is after the test.
We don't finish anywhere. What's the problem?
Not.
We never finish anywhere.
Okay, so we have a place between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Machlokes. Is a guy allowed to marry his sister? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer.
After they were Megara.
No, before they were Megara. Before they were Stamazai.
Is there
what
incest even in
Noach? So it depends. That's Machlokes. That a group is Machlokes. That was the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Meir. Is there incest by a guy? Yeah, that's mamash machlokes. According to Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said achois aviv, achois aviv. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's osur. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a guy is not allowed to marry his sister. Marriage. The only prohibitions are through marriage. Achois aviv. Rabbi Lez is one that says that a sister is forbidden. If a aunt is forbidden, Rabbi Lez also. Rabbi Kiv says that it's mutter. Rabbi Kiv says the only prohibition in the Torah is through marriage.
Meaning
a father's wife. If your aunt happens
your mother,
to be married, that's the exception. That is the only exception. The mother is also. That is an exception to the rule.
So
the mother is also.
It doesn't make a difference if your father's wife is somebody else's wife.
Right, it doesn't make a difference, it does, but the difference was la'achar misa. Not meaning it was what's going to be in the case when the father dies, when the father dies, and is he allowed to marry, and it's not his mother. Okay, that's a side point. But the main point we have here, we want to focus on is machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, incest is mutter.
For a guy.
And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is osur. That we discussed yesterday at great length. It depends on how you darshan the pasuk. Ervas avicha. What does it mean, the pasuk? Al ken yazov ish es aviv v'es imoy. What does it mean, aviv? What does it mean, imo? Does aviv mean marriage? Or does aviv mean... Rabbi Eliezer says aviv means sisters. The sister of your father, Imoy, is the sister of your mother.
Meaning your aunt.
Only to a mother. Only even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's machma by incest. Only machma when you share a same mother. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that you're allowed to marry a sister if you only share the same father. So Rabbi Eliezer, everyone agrees basically that a goy is allowed to marry a half sister if you only have sisters through the father. The only time Rabbi Eliezer says that a goy is not allowed to marry a sister is if the sister is a sister through the mother. You share the same mother. According to Rabbi Akiva, a goy is always allowed to marry his sister. There is never a prohibition, according to Rabbi Akiva, for a goy to marry a sister. It is mutter. Okay, it is mutter.
Rabbi Eliezer is maida. Rabbi Eliezer
holds that a goy is not allowed to marry. A goy is not allowed to marry a sister. But if it's from the av, then even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that a goy is allowed to marry a sister. Now the Gemara is going to bring two kashas from the Torah. The first kasha is Toshma, Vayikach Amram es Yocheved. So he married his aunt. So this is a biological, this is his father's sister. Now, Amram was in the category of a ben noyach, and it says here that it was mutter. If it's mutter, this follows Rabbi Akiva, and it's a kash on Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to marry an aunt. You're not allowed to marry an aunt, because an aunt is your father's sister. Just like you may not marry your own sister, you may not marry your father's sister, you may not marry your mother's sister, provided that it's a sister to your father through their mother, through your grandmother, much of the mother. So my love is the case of when Amram married Yocheved, his aunt, my love dodoso minoim, that the way Kohos, who was Amram's father, Kohos, who was Yocheved, the Gemara is assuming now that Kohos and Yocheved were brother sister. They shared the same mother. And it says that Amram was permitted to marry his aunt. He was marrying his aunt. That is only true according to Rabbi Akiva, but it's not correct according to Rabbi Eliezer. So it's a raya to Rabbi Akiva, kash and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, lo, that's not the case. The pasuk, doidosa minho off. Kohos and Yocheved were brother and sister. They shared the same father, Levi. They did not share the same mother. And that's what, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kohas was Amram was allowed to marry his aunt. So it's not a kash on any.
Only through the mother.
It's a problem. Only through the mother. Only if it's a sister to the mother. Only if it's an aunt to the mother.
Women, not from the tata.
Not from the father. What?
Women, of course, yes.
No.
Only. What?
The way to remember.
The women always mess things up. That's what he
women,
said.
Okay. Toshma, next Raya. Okay, so this kash has been deflected. Next kash. Let's look at Avraham Avinu. He told Paro. He said, Toshma, v'gam omno. So Paro said to Avimelech, Avimelech said to him, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that I took your wife because you told me that she is your sister. So what do you want from me? Why are you blaming me? You told me that she is your sister. Therefore, anyway, you were not married to her. So Avram says, no, I didn't lie to you. When I said it's my sister, I meant it's my v'gam omno. The truth is, achosi bas avihi. She is my niece. My wife is my niece. And therefore, she is like my sister because Bnei Banim, Rashi says, Bnei Banim, Harehim Kibanim. So therefore, there's really no difference between a sister and a niece because a mother and a daughter, because a mother and a daughter, Bnei Banim, Harehim Kibanim, it's all the same thing. So therefore, when I say it's my sister, even though really it's my niece, but it's like it's my sister. My brother's daughter is like my sister. So Vagama Amdam Achloi Sibas Avi, he Achloi Bas Imi. But she's my sister, Bas Avi, he Achloi Bas Imi. So what's the Gemara's Raya?
It's like it's a half sister.
It's a half sister, right. So therefore I told her that why did Avraham Avinu have to go apologize? Why did he have to say that when I say that she is my sister, we only share the same father. We do not share the same mother.
It's his niece.
But the point over here is Avraham Avinu was coming. Avraham Avinu originally told Avimelech that she is my sister. And when Avimelech questioned, challenged Avraham, you lied to me. Avraham said to him, I did not lie. She is really my sister. Why is she called my sister?
Because she's my niece.
And a niece, therefore, how is she my niece? So Avraham Avinu, he elaborates. She is my niece because her father and me are brothers through a father, through a mother, but different. Why was it necessary for Avraham Avinu to make this point?
We can figure this out.
It must be because only the reason why I was allowed to marry is because we share the same father, but we did not share the same mother. Had we shared the same mother, then indeed it's mashma. Avraham Avinu, I would not have been allowed to marry her. So therefore, bas avi he ach loy bas imi michlal. Avraham Avinu went out of his way to make this point. It must be because indeed, if she would have been the niece through the same mother, michlal the bas ha'em asura, it would be mashma that the bas ha'em would be asura. So therefore, we have a right to shita of the shrai, the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, akasha on Rabbi Akiva that says that this is not necessary. It would be mutter anyway. In fact, the Gemara, batizbara. Achleitze Havai, let me ask a question to you. Was she really his sister? Bas Ochiv Havai. Avraham Avinu, we're still lying. Avraham Avinu, when he said originally that she is my sister, it's not really his sister, it's really his niece. Bas Ochiv Havai, it's the daughter of his brother. The cave on the Hochihu, therefore, once already it's a niece, there's a special Gezeres HaKosta that a person is allowed to marry their niece. It's a very bizarre halacha. It's a very, very strange. The Gemara makes this point at some point that how could it be that an aunt is karis? If a man marries his aunt, it's karis. But if he marries his niece, it's a mitzvah. The biggest shidduch you can do, the most chashuv shidduch you can do is to marry your brother's daughter. You're doing a chesed.
The chinuch kind of says.
What?
At this point, yeah, the chinuch says that a mitzvah, we get a mitzvah, marrying your sister's daughter.
Your sister's daughter. Not the brother, yeah.
His wife is because the person has natural good feelings towards his sister. He likes his sister, generally speaking.
So this will be good to his wife.
Yeah, he likes her.
Right.
Exactly. It's easier to love your brother, wife than to love her mother.
But a brother, he's always fighting. He's always fighting.
He didn't say that, but he's sure.
That's obvious. He still goes on in this world. So therefore, a sister, you have no Yerusha
problems.
Right?
Right.
There's no Yerusha because a sister, there's no Yerusha issues. A woman gets nothing. A woman gets up there for she's out of the picture. There's no money involved. A sister does not get the Yerusha.
Not nowadays,
what?
Not nowadays.
But Nikar did according to Torah law, the sister.
Okay,
sister,
but not nowadays.
You should know that. You should be surprised. My father wants to die. My father wants to die and didn't tell you with Hasidim.
I'm sure you can find
okay,
it.
Okay,
I'm
sure.
Can he pass him?
No, so I don't know. It was very complicated. They made a pshar at the end. They came out happy at the end. They made up Shabbat Batizva. I think they came out Batizva. Let's see.
So what was that happening to Gemara then?
So the Gemara is saying, what are you saying over here? The Gemara is saying, what's the issue over here? You're challenging. You're talking over here is the reason why Avraham Avinu he said that it's a sister that
from
is
the
that,
fa- from the
from
brother
father, from the father not from right. the people it's mutter sure. sure that it's mutter but had it been from the mother would have been also
it's always
that's
mutter
that's not true if it's a niece
it's always mutter
Batizbro Achoisi Havai if this would be a case of an aunt if Armin would say to him that it's my aunt okay then Armin would have to apologize. The fact that he's not a pilot, but he's not dealing with an aunt. He married his niece.
Niece.
It's about always mutter. Always mutter. Was it his sister? It was Bas Achiv Havai. The Kevon Dohachi Hu Lo Yishna Min Av Lo Yishna Min Oim. It's Shari to his mutter. So what then is the answer? Ella, the reason why Elohasim Hachi Kam Allah, he was telling matter of facts. Don't bring me a Rai from Avraham Avinu one way or another, because this was a correct. This was the truth. Kurva da achva isla bahadah me abav lo ima. He was telling Avimelech, when I told you that she is my sister, I was not lying to you. She is my sister. And let me explain to you how she is my sister. Let me just tell you the facts. These are the facts. That her father is my brother. We share the same father. I'm just telling you what the mitzvah is. Don't bring your raya from this sugya to the halacha of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Eliezer. If the sugya taka was a sugya where he married his aunt, then maybe you can say it's a raya to Rabbi Eliezer and the kasha Rabbi Akiva. But since anyway, in Manav Shach, in this case, the situation, it's mutter to marry this woman, and he's being accused of lying to Avimelech, and he's coming to respond that she is indeed my sister. What I meant as sister was, it means that we have a relationship of a brother-sister here, not through her, but through her father. So therefore, he just expressed to him the details of the relationship, but there's no raya to be derived. Halacha to be derived from this statement.
Toshma.
But that's why that's what Rashi says. That's why she's called my sister, because right. since her father, right. so her father and her are one and the same. So it's just her father and her bnei barim. It's like I married my sister because it's all one and the same. It's all one generation.
Toshma.
It's not because this is not relevant. It's not because since anyway this woman is moved, the only reason why he made this information was to tell us the details of what the case was. Toshma. Third raya. Why did Adam Harishon not marry his own daughter? Adam Harishon, we have a tradition that with the twins, with Cain and Hevel, Adam also gave birth to a twin girl. They had a twin girl. So why didn't Adam Harishon take this daughter and marry his own daughter? In order to do chesed. Because who will Cain marry? Cain was born, Cain the first, because Cain came first. Who was Cain born with? He was born with a twin sister. If Adam Harishon would marry his daughter, then Cain would be left out of the loop. Cain would have no one to marry. Adam has two wives, Adam has Chava, and he has his daughter. He's married to his wife and he's married to his daughter, and Cain has no one to marry. So therefore, Adam did a very, very big chesed that he did not marry this woman, his daughter, so that Cain would have someone who he can marry. He did a chesed. Now, Kidei shel yiso Cain esachoy so shnema ki amarti, oylam chesed yiboneh, the world was built with chesed. The very first ma'isa, Adam yad Chava, he had a child, Cain, the twin sister, and Adam did a ma'isa chesed, he did not marry his daughter in order to allow Cain to marry his sister. So therefore, holaf achi, asira, so it's mashma, that if not for this chesed, If not for this, it would be, what's the word, kasha, holav hachi, if not for the chesed, then it would have been asur for Cain to marry his sister. That's what we're saying. The reason why Cain was allowed to marry his sister was because of the chesed of Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon used Hayro Asha. It was Hayro Asha. Really, really, Cain, you're not allowed to marry your sister. You're not allowed to marry your sister.
Then this is a pure sister also. Father and mother are the same.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if it's a pure sister. That's right. According to Rabbi Akiva, a person is allowed to marry a pure sister. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's perfectly permitted. And over here, we're saying the only reason why Cain was allowed to marry his sister was only because of a special dispensation. Special dispensation that Adam did chesed. But if not for Adam doing the chesed, What is the default? The default is that Cain is not allowed to marry his twin sister. Mm-hmm. Why not? It must be we're following Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that a ben noyach is not allowed to marry his sister. So if we have a riot to Rabbi Eliezer, Akasha on Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't need chesed. We don't need chesed. He would have been allowed to marry his sister even if Adam did not make a special dispensation. So the Gemara says, also, this is a very difficult question you're asking, but this is how we look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains it more detail. It's a very hard concept. Very complicated. Rashi, the Masal Chesed Yibane. Okay, you see the Rashi? It's like a little more halfway down. Tchilasa shel oilam nivne bechesed. Shetziva Adam. So here it's Tak Hashem. Hashem, you're right. Rashi is answering your question. Hashem gave the tzava. Hashem made the exception. Hashem made the dispensation. Hashem commanded Harishon ligmol chesed espinoi to do chesed va'asaroloi. Hashem said, "You Adam, you may not marry your daughter." The tira lekayin, and Hashem was matir, exception to the rule lekayin kidei sheibon ha'olam. V'ha'ayin d'chsev ki yikach ish es achosed. Now, Rashi is a murdik Rashi. You know, in the parsha of Arayos and Yom Kippur, the lady with Yom Kippur, when it talks about the prohibition of a man marrying his sister, if a man marries his sister, he's chayiv karis chesed hu. That's what it says in the pasuk. Familiar with this pasuk?
Sure.
In parshas Achrimos, in parshas Achrimos, the tzugi of Arayos, the lady with Yom Kippur by Mincha chesed hu. Why does it say when the way the Torah describes marrying a sister chesed? So Rashi says pshat the pasuk is. You'll say it's mutter. I can marry my sister. Look, Cain married his sister. So just like Cain was allowed to do it, so can I do it. The pasuk says, no. Chesed. The reason why I allowed Cain to marry his sister was because I did chesed. In order the world should be built.
He still would have had a built world. Adam would have married his daughter. He still would have had a built world.
Adam would have married, okay, but it's still called the Chesed, but Cain would be all alone. In the Chesed, the world would have been built. The world attack would have been built. But Cain would be an Alta Bacha. Cain would be an Alta Bacha.
But that's not
that's Chesed.
Okay, that's not a Chesed.
It
doesn't sound like a Chesed. The Chesed is Cain.
It's not a Chesed if you listen to
the Chesed is Olam Yibana on this marriage.
No, you're not explaining. The chesed is that Cain will not be an alta
vacha.
That's
the
chesed.
It wasn't even Adam's choice. I'm not being nice to you. You can't drive on Shabbos.
So Hashem is saying, Hashem built the world with a special exception to the rule. Hashem did the chesed.
The chesed means, like Tosu says, because now Chava lived, because otherwise she would have died from the
chesed. Okay, that's enough. Rashi, what you're saying is the chesed Hashem allowed Cain to marry his sister. So therefore, that was an exception. Therefore, if a man marries his sister, so the Torah says, don't get any ideas from Cain Hevel. The only reason why Hashem allowed Cain to marry Hevel was chesed. But if not for that chesed, indeed it would have been forbidden for Cain to marry his sister. Like who is this correct? Like Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Akiva. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara over here says, so Olam Chesibane, Halaf Hachiyasiu. So Raya to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And more, no. Kevon the Ishtarai Ishtarai. Rabbi Akiva will say Hagufa. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Chesed, this Chesed endures forever. This Chesed, Einachnami, a brother of a non-Jew, is allowed to marry his sister. This is the chesed that's built in, not into one generation. That's the machloikis says, is the chesed of one generation chesed, the chesed an ongoing chesed for all doros. Now we go to Shita, we go to Salacha. Akusi, a guy, he holds his mutter, he's allowed to marry his daughter. Hermaisa, a guy, is allowed to marry his daughter. Why then did Adam Arisha not marry his daughter? In order to should be a shuch crisis. In order that Cain should not be alone, shouldn't be Alta Bacha running the streets. So therefore, Mela, that was the chesed. Mishum Oilam Chesibon. Also, Bibitoi. Teda, Sheloi Nas Adam Espitoi. Because Adam did not marry his daughter. Why didn't he marry his daughter? It's not a good raya. The reason why Adam Taka would have married his daughter, the only reason why he done was because a slave is allowed to marry his mother. Here's such a story. A slave is allowed to marry his mother. His mother would be allowed to marry his daughter. Yatsum Khal Kusi will Khali Shaloiba. Pelantik Halacha, an Eved, look at Rashi, Eved Kanani, Shal Yishol, a special type of Eved Kanani. You have Yishol Shugumar before? An Eved Kanani.
So therefore, a girl.
So a guy is not allowed to marry his mother. A guy is not allowed to, a regular guy, a regular free man, is not allowed to marry his mother, not allowed to marry his daughter. That's a given. When we talk about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is only coming to allow a guy to marry his sister. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that a guy cannot marry his mother, a guy cannot marry his daughter. That's a given. Yet there's an exception to the rule of a guy who was acquired by a Jew as an Eved Kanani.
Who had the dinim of
what?
A Yiddish woman.
What do you mean, why? Because he was, because tefillah, he was put in the mikvah. They put him in the mikvah, tefillah, and kalvim. Who was in the dinim of this? Haman Rasha was an Eved Kanani of Mordechai. He had tefillah, they put him in the mikvah, he had bris milah. He was chayiv, the mitzvah ki isha. That was what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam says, kasher hu Yehudi. Asher Huidi means that Mordechai would show Haman, you're a Jew. Haman, you're a Jew because you're in my Eved Kanani. In my Eved Kanani, here's the star. The star is etched on my hand. It says that I remember the pasuk, but that
is Mordechai's hand.
Yeah, Mordechai showed Haman. Remind the star, you are my Eved Kanani. So you know what that means? It means that Haman was chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha. He had tefillah and milah. And therefore, he was the greatest Jew hater, self-hating Jew. So therefore, be the Yotzer. So therefore, when we're saying a Pelechish, that such a guy, like Haman and Rasha, is allowed to marry his mother,
why?
Is allowed to marry his daughter. Why? Because Rashi, the Gemara is Yotzer, Mechal Kusi, Lechal Lishol Leiba, because he's in limbo. It's a very important Gemara. If I look at Rashi, Rashi says,
what? Any Ger is allowed to marry his daughter?
No, we're not dealing with the Ger.
The Ger is
that's not a relative.
The Ger is Nishem Abdus.
No, if a Ger, Sheniskayer, Kikotan, Shenoila, Adami. And the truth is, he's not allowed to. Once, even with Rabbanan.
With Rabbanan.
But this is Mutal Lachatchila. Uh-huh. Mutal Lachatchila because this is not a Gerish. You don't apply the principle of Kikot Shnal Dami. He's still called a guy. And a guy is not allowed to marry his mother or his daughter. But yet, this guy is allowed to marry his mother really because he's Nishtahi Nishtahir. This is a Murdika Gemara. Rashi here says.
It's funny because it gets cool, but it's Asif for
yeah.
Jews, it's Asif for guys.
God, man.
But you're
Asif,
in between,
yeah.
It's Mutal.
Yeah, that is the pell of this Gemara. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Ev Kanani, Shal Yishol, Mutal, Nimoy, Vitoy, Vikol, Shukain, Bashar, Rayas, all of the Rayas. Pella, he can marry anyone who he wants. No Sheikh Christ, Ev Kanani. Why Yatsin, Mechlal, Kusi, Paka, Shane, Benech, Menu, Vichlai, Shalaybo, the Ligs are lay, Alay, Mishab, Shem, Yem, Born, Migdish, Lachmul, Vishakala. The Mela, we don't apply any chumras upon him. Nishtahin and Nishtaher, this unbelievable Yechidish in the halacha.
Not a guy.
So they have to do it once. The Gemara says, a guy who designated a shifcha, a slave for his servant, so therefore a bolech, and then the master was born the shifcha, neragoleha. Why? Because it's ishus. Once a guy designates a girl for his slave, a guy, ben noyach shlichat shifcha, a shifcha left who is non-Jewish, they have a non-Jew, has a non-Jewish slave, so male is yichud bolach, and they're now. And now, it says over here, that is sheyichud, it doesn't even say that they had the bu'ul aspal. We learned before, when it comes to a guy only chayiv misa, when they have bu'ul aspal, here there's only yichud, he's already chayiv misa. Why? Why is he chayiv? Because of gezel. He's like gezel. A guy is chayiv misa. This follows the name of the Amar that says you have to say the pshat in the Gemara is. You found the bundle of the Bible over here. They had a machlokes in yesterday's daf. Is a guy chayiv misa for gezel? Some say yes, some say not. So we're following the man Amar gezel. So since
Puto
is chayiv misa, so no, she is worth something, and therefore he's not the slave. Son, Michael,
who's he stealing? From the slave, kind of Eved, kind of Bala.
So obviously there's still some. He gave the obviously when he gives him a wife, it's al nash ein rab rishus wife. When you designate a shifra for your slave, it's like I'm giving you property al manas she'ein l'raboy rishus boy. And Mela, the wife is the property of the slave, and now he's upon her, that's Gezel. And Mela is Chayiv Mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachman, at what point in time are they called married? What is the moment in time that the designation takes effect, even though there was no Maisa Bia? Amar Rav Nachman, Midukaru La Revisa Deploying. When they call her in the street, Mrs. So and so, Mrs. Slave. They call her Mrs. Slave, and the slave is called Mr. Slave, so she's called Mrs. Slave. So at that moment in time, even though they did not have deal yet, let's say the marriage turns sour, and the slave divorces his shefcha. At what point in time, this is a famous gemara, everyone talks about a shetel, this is the sugya, shetel sugya. When this woman, she takes off her shetel. When this shifra, when this girl, this shiksa, when she takes off her shetel, so therefore that's a statement that she's no longer married. She's back on the market. Rashi, Amul Rashi, and all, everyone who quotes the sugya of women covering their hair, because it's by Jews, they quote this Gemara. It says in this Rashi, Rashi says, Me'emas hatarasa, shlo tikor, yuchedas lo, im tovo lahafkir, alahafkir atzah, she wants to free herself from this marriage. In ancient times, even the non-Jewish women, it was their custom, they do not walk out into the street with hair.
I'm saying af hanochis,
even the non-Jews. Alachas kamakama, a Jew should not go out into the street with their hair uncovered. This is famous Gemara. Oh, but you're telling me Bismanazir, you'll tell what's the answer. Bismanazir, Nacham do, they don't. There's no hakpada in Bay Nacham. So they have Mela. Do the standards change? This is the big machlekes, big machlekes. What is the ikar hadin? We know minig yisrael. That we know. Shail is what is an ikar hadin? Is it called erev? Not erev. This is a very important Rashi that is quoted in all the literature that deals with this issue. Vayit in the Gemara. A guy is ba al ishtoy shloikedak, his own wife chayiv shnemar v'devak v'loy shloikedak. In other words, it's chayiv misa. She'll go to court. She'll say, "My husband was ba mishloikedak, and one killed."
Why is it chayiv misa?
Because it says v'devak v'ishtoy v'loy devak means ma'aseh deveka, and shloikedak is not called ma'aseh deveka, because it's chayiv misa. Fract the Gemara. What? He tells you that if a woman goes to court and she makes a claim that her husband was born her shloike darka, the husband is chayiv misa, the goy is chayiv misa, impossible, because a Jew who does this is not chayiv misa, because a Jew, it says mishkeve isha shtei mishkavos kedarka shloike darka, and therefore there's no punishment. So therefore it cannot be that a goy is going to be he's not chayiv misa vikusi mechayiv. And the guy is chayiv misa. Maybe you'll tell me that it's awesome. You're not going to go something chayiv. It's not chayiv misa. Cannot be there's such a difference. It cannot be that a guy.
We have bagzeilo. We have the guy.
That's a reason, because there's no mechil. There's dynamics. The dynamics are because there's no mechil. Really, by a Jew, there would also be a chil. It's only because a Jew is a very nice guy.
We also said it by abortion.
By abortion, exerus hakosef. That shechas is exerus hakosef. The exerus hakosef. But the dynamics that we hear, it's just called. Is it called the ma'isa? Is it called the ma'isa ishas? Is it called the ma'isa aveir? So the healing word saying it cannot pass since by a Jew, it's called mishkevei. It's called accepted. Memela by a goy, you cannot go ad kadekach to go sin. It's going to be a chiyuv misa. It cannot pass with thee. Ella Amar Rav says you're right. We have to revise halacha. Amar Rav says benech shabo al eishes chaveroi.
His name
is only the eishes chaveroi. Shlokedarka. Then he's potter. Then he's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter?
My time.
A Jew is chayiv. Exactly. A Jew is chayiv is mishkevei. But a goy is bal eishes chaveroi. Shlokedarka. He's potter from misa. My time. My time. Why? Potter, my timer, be ishtoi, veloy be ashes, have you the Zahiv Misa, ashes ish, but the Dovak, veloy shloikidak. We make the Joshua with the juxtaposition, teaches us that even when it comes to an ashes, have you right? If it's a maisa, be a shloikidak, or he's going to
call. We had before, whatever that's horrors by Yisrael, but it's also Muslim.
Whatever as hard as by, well, what
we had it before. Whatever Yisrael's Muzarin,
yeah,
but he's also Muzarin.
So not necessarily. This is before Matan Torah. No, it's not so. Arayis, we learned before.
That's
as hard. The dinim are different. That's horror. I'm confused what you're saying, but the basic law is that the laws of Arayis for Nachri are not the same laws for Arayis by Jews. Because by Jews we have Nochamol after Matan Torah, it was given to us all over again. Our Ben Noach's rules are defined the way they appear in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk it says, Al ken yaz of ish es obvious ish of davak be ishtoy. We make this drasha the davak v'lishagadarka. The teacher, when it comes to the laws of rice, the chayim and the chayim, but in this particular halacha, they're going to be yiras mikash. That if a guy is a Jewish chayiv misa, so a guy is muzar in a chnami. So he's muzar.
He's muzar. He's not muzar because he doesn't fall into the davak
ish. I guess it's an exception. I guess this is an exception because exempts are kosher.
Do you remember that clause?
Yeah, I remember the clause. So I guess.
Kol ever shebezdin shezol mimten ala benayim muzal ala.
Okay, so I guess.
Ain bezdin shezol mamshala ain benayim
muzal ala. I don't know the answer.
Chomer habarish ain bezdin shezol mimshala.
It's a chomra. Here's a chomra. That's all the way around. But I'm suggesting over here is a special exception to the rule because it's gzeres hakasa. Maybe Rashi.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
Special exception to this Rashi over here. Rashi over here says shloik kedark ain kan devek shemitoch shein the nereg. There's no hana. Rashi teaches the ista for the reason why it's hana. There's no hana. The ish look at that Rashi. Ish look at the Bishchavero. Nasr Tara Elo and the Dvega. Okay. It's gzeres hakasa. Mishkvei is shtei mishkavais. Even though it's hana, it's still mutter. Amar Rav Chanina. Goy shehiko es yishol chayim misa. Goy kills. Goy that hits. He lifts up his hand. He gives a fras. He hits. He means his blood. Pashas means his blood. As yishol chayim misa. Shem is the positive leaf. Because Goy Moshe returned. I'm not sure.
Just lifting up your hands, you're a Russia.
Lama said they called it Russia, but you're not Chayiv Misa yet until you actually hit him and cause the blood.
He says you have to draw blood. Don't you?
I'm not sure. I'm guessing because when it comes to hitting a father, where Hakka by a parent, uh-huh. there must be blood. There's no blood. There's no Chayiv Misa. So I'm just suggesting. Maybe you're right. Maybe even just giving him a frask. The Gemara's going to give him a frask in a few moments. That would be enough. Goyish Tikas Yisrael Chayiv Misa. Shenemar Vayifin Moshe Yitern Koy V'Koy Vayak Yenish. Vayach es ha-mitzri, kill the mitzri. Before we do the lama sakes reyecha. Rasha, lama sakes reyecha. While you're hitting the different hakah, is enough to go kill. Therefore, there was before Ban Torah. That was dasan, the avir before Ban Torah, and the chiv misa. Avram Rabbechini, no, ha-soiter lo'o. If you smack, frask, lo'o means jaw. The jaw shall Yisrael, ki'ilu soiter lo'o shall shuv. One Jew, he hits the jaw of his fellow Jew, you give a frask. It's as if you gave a fras rachman l'tzlan to the Bnei Shalom Shnemar Mekesh Adam, a person who is a Mekesh. Mekesh means you cause someone to stumble. You Mekesh, you stumble. Here the Gemara is being a Dosh. Mekesh means to make, and it makes Josh is to hit another person. Yola, it's as if Yola means he smacked, he gave a fras to Kodesh to the Bnei Shalom. To Joshua, what does Rashi explain the Joshua? Rashi says, Yola Kodesh, ki ilu loye esa Kodesh, ki loima. What's the word loe? Ki soiter al lo'o. Lo'o means jaw, soiter means makeh. Okay, the word, and what does mokesh mean? Mokesh means, Rashi says, ha mokesh esa Adam, hainu yishol shkum Adam. Adam means, Adam is yishol. Ateini tsoini alisi Adam aten. And what does it mean, ha mokesh? What does it mean, mokesh mean? Mokesh means to. What does it mean, noikesh? Noikesh means to be makeh. That's the word in darsh. Okay, we'll do that. The memory is drosh. Noikesh means if you hit an adam, it means a yisrael. It's yola. Yola means you're swallowing up kodesh, which over here means the jaw. As if you hit the jaw of the kodesh. Next, magbia. Next, magbia avdei shavas simon. Three different words. Amarish lakish. Hamagbia yodei al chaver. A person who just lifts up his hand against his friend. Af apishlo yiko niko rasha shnema vayim lo rasha. Lama sakir yecha does not say he keeps so in the past tense. Sakir is in the present tense. Sakir, the present tense, with the connotation, the fact that they're not saying the past tense, even though it already happened, Avi Shlohikahu, Nikra Russian did not hit him, you're making an attempt, it's already called the Russia. Ziri Mechanina, Nikra Choite, you call the sinner, Shnemar, Vimlo, Lakhti Bechoska, it says there by Chofni Upinchas. Chofti Pinchas, the children of Eli HaKohen, the assistant said that you better give us the portion of meat before you go further. We want to take our pitchfork into the pot and take out our portions of meat. And if you don't give us the portions of meat, then we'll take it against your will. It says, and they did, the sin was very, very great. So what is the drasha? The word Lakhti Bechoska has the connotation that we're going to beat you up. That's how Mora makes the interpretation. Over here, these Koyanim, they're telling the people, we want our portion of meat now. If you don't give it to us now, we'll take it against your will. When you take something against the will, that means physical force. Physical force means to beat the person up. you fight with them, you punch them. And what does it say in the pasuk, the record? This is why the shila was destroyed. It was the chatas. It's a chayte. The chayte of hitting another person was gedayla me'od. Rav Huna Amar, he cut seitz yadom, may his hand be chopped off. Shemar uzeroya rama, a hand, a strong, outstretched hand that's very rama. That's why a t-shirt should be broken. A person that uses force, his hand should be cut off. Rav Huna cuts yadom. Indeed, he cut off a person's hand. There was a person that was beating, so there was not behaving well in the community. And Itaka did this, he cut off the person's hands. Rabbi Lezo, Emer, Eli, the Kon, El, Kavura, the person that hits someone else, the only Kavan is to go into the grave. Death. Shanema, Vish, Zeroya, a person of force, Lo, Haaretz, to him, the earth is very fitting. The mafia, they belong in the ground. The Amar, Rabbi Lezo, Lenin, Karka, El, about this, right? It's the only reason why there's suddenly, the reason why we bury people in the ground, the only reason why this Karka, meaning this death, is only for people that are Zeroya, people that are the force. Shanema, Vish, Zeroya, Lo, Haaretz, to him, he gets the earth. The earth was created to bury people. Roshoim, they're the ones who need to go into the ground. And what does Rashi Avia say? Rashi writes, Mr. Kenneth, the Gabur, the Klemmer, Roy, Lamisa, Kavroy, Lindkar, Klemmer, Ain, Roy, Liknais, Karka. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Joshua, I'm sorry. Real estate, I'm sorry, the new Joshua. If you want to go into real estate, you have to be a tough person, because if you have real estate, there's always predators. There are animals trying to enter into your property. There are people trying to steal it. You need to be very strong to overcome. If you're a weakling, if you're an ill person, and you own real estate, you're not going to be able to overcome all of the people, the squatters, and all of the ganavim that are trying to steal your property. Look at the Rashi. Rashi lim karka klema in roy liknas karka elu livnei zeroya mibnei shahatigar rove. A lot of fights over real estate. A lot of fights. What happens? Ay vekarka shabos behemos mafsedos. Animals come and destroy the property. The ganavim boim, the ganavim boirim. Allah, people come. The ganavim come. People, they lie and they say it's my property. But chozuk lamoid kinei. Then you have to have a very strong personality. It's amazing. Last Wednesday, I went to a bar mitzvah. He was in real estate. It's a very ill person. He says he got out of it because he says it's such an ugly business. The nature of the business is, Mamshah, the Gemara says, is that the tenants are always bitter that they're not being serviced. And the landlords are always bitter that the tenants are not paying enough rent. And there is a constant battle between the tenants and the landlords. And you have to have the personality, if you're in this business, to collect the rents and to put up with the fight.
Speak to my brother-in-law.
Fight. So this is mamish. If you don't have the... So he says he couldn't take it anymore. He was doing this for years, and he just could not take it because you need a personality where you have to fight. And he doesn't have that personality. It's an amazing concept. And Mortaka says this, that if a person wants to buy a car, you want to go to this business, you got to be cut out for it. If you're not cut out for it, better sin koilo, and collect welfare. Okay, so therefore you need, if you're first, Zeraya, Lord, it's talking very true. You see certain people that are very tough. You see, Taka, now I appreciate this much, but I see people that are in the real side, Taka, see. There's certain tkifos. You need the tkifos to be matzliach. A person who works the land will be satisfied with bread. The person, he's an oivet. If you make yourself a slave to the earth, yisbaloch, and then you will be satisfied. In other words, it's hard work. You better get your hands dirty. It's not easy to live on a kibbutz and to swallow and to get your hands dirty. It's not. You have to be mamish and oyver adam to be matzliach yisolechem. Remember shlokish goy shavas chaimisa nai halacha famous halacha. A guy that is shavas, he's chaimish nema v'yevalel lo yishvoisu, because it says they should not come to an end. Lo yishvoisu means lo yishvoisu. There's no Shabbos. A guy must work on Shabbos and Mitzvah. Noach and Hashem created the world. A guy is not allowed to go to the old famous joke that the guy who is fully came to Daf Yomi Shir. And then he revealed to the rabbi, guess what? Even though we made a Sima Shas, you can't to make the Hajj because I'm a guy. So the rabbi says, wow, I didn't know you were a guy, and you come to Daf Yom Yishir, but you come on Shabbos dressed in a suit, and you come, you mamash, and you're Yishrem Shabbos. I know you're Yishrem Shabbos. So he says, Goy Shabbos says, I carry on Shabbos. So I throw my handkerchief in his pocket. I always carry mila and amnizim and halacha. It should not be nichshon goy shavas goy shavas chaimisa. So the rabbi said, "But we have an eruv in our community." So the goy says, "I don't have an eruv."
And the guy says,
"I don't have an eruv." You never heard it before. You heard it before.
Yeah.
You heard it before, right?
No.
You never heard it before. You never heard it before? You heard it before?
No, I know.
Just now.
It's a first time.
First time. Wow. I heard this joke a lot of times. So rabbi, I heard this. Ramma, next halacha. Ramma, could I come just for that, right? But this part over here is telling us that the warning there is no mamash death penalty here. There's only an ashara. And the warning alone is enough to be liable for death.
A guy
does not need a punishment. A guy just needs an ashara. This part over here is only an ashara. That's right. This part is only an ashara. This punishment makes no mention of the penalty phase. It only makes mention of the warning, not the penalty. So therefore, that's the yisoid. This is the yisoid in Shas. A guy does not need a punishment pasuk. He only needs a warning pasuk to be chayev. A Jew needs two pasukim. He needs a warning and a punishment. Jews have a tendency to not pay attention. You have to tell them twice. A guy, you tell them once,
they don't
they're done.
Seriously.
What? Whatever it is, the halach is a guy only needs. So you have one answer. I'm Ravina. Oh yeah, I feel sheni b'shabes. Unbelievable chiddush. That even if the guy observes Monday as Shabbos, in other words, it was in America.
Sunday.
In America, the Rashtag points at the Neutron. Rashtag is a Peltic Rashi. Rashi very rarely talks about the Neutron. Even though Rashi lived during the time of the Crusades, Rashi was 56 years old during 1096. Rashi lived until the year, Rashi was 65 years old when he died. He was 56 years old in the year 1096, the First Crusade. Rashi, I told you this, he met with Godfrey of Bouillon. Godfrey Bouillon, a whole meister there, whatever it was, and therefore Rashi knew the Christians took the Rashi knew Rashi lived in the Muslim. No, the guy decides, you know, Monday is going to be my day off. Every Monday, like in America, Sunday, they don't work on Sunday. 5 day week or 6 day week, whatever it is. You don't work on Sunday, you don't work on Shabbos.
So that's no.
It's Chai Nisa.
Sunday is a problem.
Yes. The more single year is that if you have a Goyim in the Delt and they take a day off, Lav Dafka, the Sabbath, Saturday. Even a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, that's the meaning. Olam the Chai Nisa. It's not so posh. Because a guy that's bottle, what does he do when he's bottle? He makes trouble. If a guy
washes
your car, who knows?
Howitzer.
Okay, so if a guy has time on his hand, it's no good. Therefore, work. Don't take any break. Don't take any vacation. Take a vacation, you're looking for trouble. And it says, yeah, I feel the Shabbos took Rashi. Rashi says, B'Shabbos Yom Shisul Yishol Oy Echol B'Shabbos Sheshevsin Boy Hanoitzrim Lav Dafka. We hear what Rashi says. We say L'mshan the Gemara. Why it said Sheni not Rishon? It's a pill of this Gemara. Why it said Sheni? Because even time of the Gemara they were Noitzrim. That's not so poshut. The Noitzrim already existed the way we know them today, and that they observed a Sunday to be their day of holiday.
Why not?
So when did the Noitzrim really start?
You think they just started in America?
They started the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. That's when they really got took up speed. And when was the Babli concluded?
It's one of the disciples, Peter, was one of the Talmud.
So when did it pick up speed? The Talmud was concluded 500 years later. So are we saying that Ravina Vashra, where Yikorbi already was established, at that point in time, the Goyim observed Sunday.
Why not?
Study the history. It didn't happen overnight. The Goyim, the Christians used to be Shem Shabbos. This, they moved it to Sunday, was a later invention, a later addition.
But what does it make a difference when the Gemara is saying that any day.
I know, but Rashi Lom Shan, the Gemara, the reason why it says Monday and not Sunday, Rashi is saying is because Sunday, that's not a Chiddush. So of course the Chayim Misa, because Sunday,
we know that already.
That's their holiday. That's when they observe. Really? Rashi already at that? Well, Rashi's saying for sure.
Right.
Rashi's saying Pshat in the Gemara. And when the Gemara was written, it is not clear at all that at that point in time already it was the custom of the Christians to observe Sunday as their Yom Shavisa. The early Christians observed Shabbos as the Yom Shavisa.
And
at what point in time did it change to Sunday to differentiate themselves from the Jews? Rashi is saying that even in the Gemara, pshat in the Gemara. It's a chiddush and more the Gemara to fakayt. You won't understand the history of Christianity.
Okay.
But it's only Rashi five in the Gemara.
Ella
menucha, bi al mokok hasul. Even menucha shali bottle with the malach v'ful yom shein shalav shvisa. Shein b'shabbes yoyma kama dolav yom bar shvisa nakat. Because I didn't have a mokok shvisa nudi. It's the first day. Rashi pshat in the Gemara. It's the first. That's anyway the not yom shvisa. Sunday is their yom shvisa. But on a even a Monday, that's not the yom shvisa. All goyim mechuyim mis. Well, okay, yeah, it's problematic. It is a really real problem.
Muslims hold the fifth day. Right?
Yeah. Anyone in the world who takes it, and there's a whole science behind it, having a day off. I don't know what this means. Right.
How would he
get
able to keep Shabbos in the
Mitzrayim?
I mean, how did
Bnei Noach
get the
Mitzrayim
to keep Shabbos? And Moshe Ben came to Paran and said, give them the Yom HaMah, and it worked better.
Oh,
no, the Kasha. There was no Shabbos.
Givald, Yismach Moshe, Yismach Moshe, the man has Chalko. Givald, the Kasha, I don't know the answer.
There's no Shabbos yet.
No, that's a problem.
I don't know the answer.
So he's a Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, he should be able to keep a day off.
And Moshe Rabbeinu, he petitioned Paro to give him a day off. And Moshe taught him on that day Torah. Yismach Moshe, the man has Chalko. Moshe was his idea that it should be called Shabbos. So no, the more no, there's nothing more. The more is in Kasha, it's Chayiv Misa. So why are they only eight?
No, the Migul is Chayiv Misa if the Torah was given at that time. The Torah was given yet.
So Kasha is better than the answer. Kasha is better than the answer. Achreis, I don't know the answer. Maybe you say this Ruchnis. Only time you don't to take a day off when you do nothing. Yesh bottle. When you take a day off to be Isaac in Kedusha, the start of the Torah, Moshe was mechazik them. He gave them Megillos. He wrote Megillos. Mizma Shilia Mashambas. He taught them Torah. So that is not a violation of Yom Vayel Lo Yishpois. Maybe. Vaita. Now, if anything more, if the Chayiv Taka Chayiv Misa, therefore there are not eight mitzvah. There are not seven mitzvah in Noach. There's eight.
13.
We went from one all the way to 12. Now there's 13. Ah, bar mitzvah. For lichshiva and gabi shem mitzvahs. For and the murky kochoshev shev al tasa. We only list the mitzvahs where the mitzvah is what you should not do. Goy, do not kill. Goy, do not eat ev menachai. Do not drink blood. Do not tell what you not do. But do not steal. Right, do not steal. But you
do not rest on Shabbos.
Oh, but no. So that's not called not. That's a hagufa. The hagufa is that we're telling him to work. We're not telling him don't rest. We're telling him keep on working. Keep
that's
on
not
working.
What the pasuk says. Lo yishpeisu.
You should not. But still, the meaning
should,
of the
lo yishpeisu. Lo yishpeisu.
You should not stop. You should not stop. You should keep on going. Lo yishpeisu. Do not rest. I know. I hear. But high lo yishpeisu kum yasem lachu. Okay. And I'm just saying, Rashi over here is that it means work. Get to work. So get to work is not equivalent to the others. The others are don't. Kash is what about dinim? What about dinim? That is b'chor kum yasei. I don't know the answer. B'chor dinim is also the get. You see from this gemara now you say it. Oh, all right. Kum yasei kachashiv. It's kum yasei kachashiv. Fact number how dinim it's kum yasei who the kachashiv. What? I prepared before. At least I tried to prepare before. I don't always do such a good job. But how dinim come kum yasei who kachashiv kum yasei. The Gemara says, what do we mean, Rashi? Mishpat. It's both. Okay, so it's Seidinim. Get up and do Mishpat and do not do Avel. Even if you're not doing Mishpat, Avel. So in Dinim, there are always warnings what you should not do. It's not pure. Kumasei. Dinim always includes within it Sheva al Tasei, don't commit injustice. That's what part of Dinim is. You have to establish laws to protect society from committing injustice. So it's always going to be Sheva Yasei. Gasaras and the other thing is Gasara. Unlike Avalasaras, Lo Tishbois al Karchach Eine El Kumasei. When the Torah says Lo Tishbois, it means just get to work. Get to work. Go to work 7 days a week. Be productive. Don't be Yoshev Batal. Vaita. Next Gemara, the Amar of Yochanan, Nai Gemara. Okay, is that we care with this answer? Got the answer in Klar? Vaita. Nugma. Remember Yochanan. Even Chacham Shoyis with Torah Chay Misa. A guy who comes Daf Yomi is Chay Misa. It's the attack of every problem teaching Torah to Goyim, but it means Oisei.
So Gemara's like.
Oh, exactly. When they put out the Chumash, the Stonish and the Chumash they gave. Right away, he got a copy. Cardinal O'Connor. Remember Cardinal O'Connor? Remember Carl O'Connor?
It's a good way to get the guy killed.
So he right away he opened up the pasuk of Shvulchem Poi Imachamar. Am Hadoimel Chamar. He read the commentary in the Art Scroll. A nation that's compared to a donkey. to donkey. And he said, look, there's still, here we are in the 1980s, 20th century, they're still calling us donkeys. That was his commentary. Emes Maisa. Emes Maisa, Karl Lukana. But Karl Lukana, he was very good to Jews. He was one of the Rabbi
Sheriff,
Zeichas Aglevracha. When he would come, he wouldn't come to a meeting.
Was his rabbi.
And they were all these bishops and cardinals. So the cardinal went, so Okan, he went over to Rabbi Sheriff and he kissed him.
Really?
And all the bishops, because he liked him, he was very close. And all the cardinals, the bishops were so jealous. And the other cardinals, how, because O'Connor was recognized as being mamish, he would have been the pope, Yishnof. He would have lived long, he could have been the pope, he would have been the next pope. And he was that well respected. And he, and they were all very jealous. How come you kiss this rabbi and you don't kiss us?
My rabbi.
So he looked around and saw they were all very jealous. So he says, he's my rabbi. What do you want from me? He's my rabbi. Vaita. So my story is true, my son. Should we read the book? 700 pages. Shimshi Sher.
I heard the story.
It's a famous picture Sher. Of Rabbi Scherer in his office with Cuomo, at that time his father, and other people to discuss the decline of morality in America, 1984. Can you imagine?
It's a different world.
The decline of
I'll tell you one more Pope joke. One more joke is that the cardinal he wears a red yarmulke, and the rabbi wears a black yarmulke.
How many sections?
So the rabbi said that's the difference between us and you. That you wear your yarmulke is red. And our yarmulke is black, but our institutions are reverse. Your institutions are in the black, and our institutions are in the red. Like that.
Love it.
Vita. At least it's here coming to come for me.
Oisek
means practicing. It doesn't just stand in the Daf Gemara. Learning the Daf Gemara is not necessarily so bad. Avishol Slanter. He wanted to make an English translation of the Talmud, like the art scroll, that the Goyim should learn, they should appreciate the Chochmah of this of the Klal Yisrael. That's something Isaac in learning Torah. Shenem Arat Hertziva Lanu Moshe. Us, Tantri Moshe Moshe Moshe, Lanu Moshe Vlilchem. Velech Shrei Negab Yishev Mitzvahs. Oh, let's have a listen. This is the Mandi of the Moshe.
It's
a Kum Yasei, right? So therefore,
we only do Sheva Latasa, so it's a good Issa.
Oh, it's Velech Shrei Gabi, they should not.
Exactly.
They should not. So therefore, they should not learn Torah. So therefore, Lashon Gadol from Mitzvos Mandu Amar Mayrasha Migzal. One that says Mayrasha in Chaim. What is Mayrasha? Mayrasha is our inheritance. Memel when a guy is Isaac in Torah, he's stealing. It's a Mayrasha. It's our inheritance. Mela Mandu Amar Mayrasha Migzal Kogozalei Mandu Amar Mayrasha. That Mayrasha means it's we're betrothed. We're betrothed. That means Dina can have a Rasha. Dibes Skilin Chanami. So it's a Nichlal. It's an Arayis. A guy that learns Torah, and Echnami would have been one of the Shemites, a being that's already in the Mon of Shachit, it's Nichlal Gezel, or it's Nichlal Midin Arusa, Mela, we already, those are covered.
Why isn't it Kumbase? Why isn't it Kumbase? Learning Torah is Kumbase.
The Torah says they should not learn Torah. Exactly. They should not. Exactly. So it's not Kumbase.
So if they would do it,
all of the Sheva Mitzvah is Sheval Tase.
Exactly.
Also, therefore, this is Sheval Tase. Don't open up the Gemara. Don't learn Torah. Don't learn Sheval Tase. Oh, a guy that learns Torah is like a kohen gadol. Shnema asher yaseh oisam ha'odama. Odom means even the man, even the guy. V'chai b'hem. Kohanim b'levim lo nemar el ha'odama. Ha'olam atashil lo yivucham v'esig v'tarah harim kohen gadol. And the Gemara says, kash hosam v'shev v'mitzvah d'itu. That means the Noahide laws. That attack of they sit there and learn a daf gemara to learn exactly the sugyas of how to arayis and gezel. Then his mom shall kohen gadol. Okay. Now we go into other opinions. Then we had how many shows on the Necha there? So we had some variations. We had all up to 13, right? 12. So now we have another thing that says no down Nechai. Drink blood. Drink of a living person. It says first, do not eat bosar, flesh, benafshay. When it seems with neshama damai, benafshay damai, when the blood is circulating, don't take a bite out of the animal. Lo soy chelu zeiben achai. And the chanim lo imer af hadam and achai. My time the chanim lo imer kui be bosar ben afshel lo soy chel.
It's af hadam. They also can't eat the blood.
Blood. Drink. He has another problem. He also has number 9. He's number 8.
Yes.
You drink a blood. The chay of chay nisa. Where does he get it from? This pasuk he says when it says ben afshel damoy. According to the kam, ben afshel damoy means when the blood is circulating, so that gives it life. He says no. Take the word damoy, break it off. Make a complete separation. Make drash about the basar and the kribe basar bin nafshel lo sechel. Don't eat basar and then read it damoy bin nafshel lo sechel. Repeat the word between the word nafshay. This is very typical. We learn nach. When you learn nach in Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Yirmiyah, you take words and you repeat. So the pasuk says ach. So read the pasuk ach basar basar binafshoi. Skip the word damoy. Lois achelu. And then read it again. Ach basar damoy. Ach basar. Basar damoy binafshoi lois achelu. Psukim are not meant to be read just like a newspaper. When you read a pasuk, you have to understand the unusual part of the pasuk. You have to go and read the pasuk in multiple ways in order to bring out the point that's definitely going to be in the middle of two drashas. Fighter. But Rabbanan know who the Mishnah the Mercy right, Taka the Taka drasha. The pasuk is unusual, the drasha. But Rabbanan who the Mishnah is shrotz mudiyos. So the pasuk I'm teaching over here is that a guy is allowed to eat. A guy is allowed to eat sheretz. The only thing is Taka drasha. It says the word damai. The word damai is zeksha. The world is in the moment. The teacher, the guy is not allowed to eat evim and achai, but a guy is allowed to eat a sheretz. You would argue that a sheretz is also an evim and achai. It's a living creature.
No. Dead sheretz.
What?
A dead sheretz.
A living sheretz. A living sheretz. A guy is allowed. A guy is allowed to eat a living sheretz. Because a sheretz, if not for this possible, you think that just like a guy may not eat evim and achai, you're not allowed a piece of meat, you're going to bite out of an animal.
You can't eat a
sheretz. Yeah. You cannot eat a sheretz. The person is saying, no, you can't have. The more explains what's the reason. Okay, please, without the Omer, I'll bring it up. The more explains, Rak, Chazak, Luti, Echel, Adam, Ki Adam, or Nefesh. The more makes a drasha, Rak, Chazak, Luti, Adam, or Nefesh, Ki Adam, or Nefesh, Adam, Nechai, Rabban, so what does it say in those three parentheses? Rak, Chazak, Luti, Echel, Adam, Zeb, and Echai. Okay? Ki Adam, or Nefesh, Zeb, Dom, and Echai. Rabbana, no, it's not a riot, this pasuk. Dam hakoza, that pasuk we need for dam hakoza, shenashom yetzabo hu da'asa. Now there's dam hashchita and there's dam hakoza. When you shach the animal, is referring to the blood that comes out.
First gush.
The first gush, and then there's the hakoza, means the second gush. Hakoza, the second gush. Even that is what needs to go tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's mutter. That's mutter.
Good.
He
did not finish the text.
Uh-oh. Sunday we skip, no matter what.
No.
Yes.
Good
yes.
Sunday. Hey.